I am Geraldine Brown, and I am interviewing Helen Trotter. This interview is being held at the Extension Center in Lone Oak, Arkansas, in the county of Lone Oak, on December the 14th, 2011. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recordings, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Would you please state your name and spell your name and indicate that you are willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others.
I am Helen Trotter, HELENTROTTER, and I give my permission to use this.
Miss Helen, how long have you been in EHC?
Well, I haven't been too long, 25 years.
All right. Where did you first learn about the Extension Homemakers?
When I was a child, my mother belonged to the Home Demonstration Club, as it was known then.
Can you remember any of the activities those ladies were doing?
Well, one of the main things they did in the winter months was have potluck dinner and all-day quilting. They had their meeting first, and then they quilted.
You were telling me something about they also made mattresses back then?
Well, first they had a canning kitchen in the community. People then didn't have pressure cookers, so they provided a cooker and a sealer because they thought the only way they could use these pressure cookers was in tin cans. And my mother was the instructor. People would bring their produce and help can it, and then they was to learn how to use these cookers. Then later on, they also made cotton mattresses. There was a surplus of cotton during the Depression because factories wasn't buying the cotton. And the government took it over and made mattresses. My mother instructed that. Each family got one mattress.
Well, it seems like you were really, really indoctrinated into the society before you ever joined. What was your first club that you joined?
My first project was sewing for the children's home and pregnancy center.
What club do you belong to today?
Tri-Community, Sylvania.
Was that the only club that you belong to?
That's the only club I've belonged to.
What are some of the things that you really enjoyed doing when you were with the EHC?
Well, I like most all activities, but I liked the sewing part, I guess, because that's one of my main projects. And quilting, I taught a quilt class at the state fair one year, and then in our club, some of the women got together and I taught them to make quilts.
I know that you're a judge at the quilting for the county fair, and I know that that's one of your main interests. You were saying earlier that when your mother and the ladies made the quilts, they were making them for each other, is that correct?
Well, they made them, they'd meet in different homes, and they'd quilt two quilts each day. They made quilts back in those days because they needed them to keep warm at night houses wasn't insulated like they are now, and they didn't have heat systems like we have now. So they needed the quilts to keep them warm at night.
Is there anything special that you can remember about those earlier days when you were a member? Any special memories or thoughts?
Well, I thought all women ought to belong to a club because it was so many helpful things they could learn.
Why did you want to join?
Well, I'd worked for 35 years in a factory with a lot of people, and I was a widow, and I couldn't see myself sitting at home. And I joined to be with other people and to feel like I was doing something worthwhile.
What has been your, well, I think we talked about what your favorite activity was, but what's your least favorite activity?
Well, I don't know that I have any big least activity.
Have you noticed a lot of changes in the Extension Homemakers through the years?
Yes, but since I didn't come on till kind of late in life, I see people not interested in sewing anymore, and some of them not in learning to cook. And
you feel that these are things that we should press on with then in Extension Homemakers?
I think so. These things, to me, keeps the families together.
Well, do you have any other special memories that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I can't think of any right offhand.
I know that you said that when you went to the state council meeting that you taught quilting, is that correct?
That's right. I taught a class in shadow quilting.
So you've been very active on the state level as well as local, haven't you?
Yes.
And I know that you were one of the reasons I joined. And I know that you've been an inspiration to a lot of ladies. Do you have any other thoughts or memories or experiences you think we ought to record? Okay, if not, we thank you so much for your contributions to the Extension Homemakers and for sharing your time and memories with us.